Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 160 business-managed electric companies, with Robert Ambrose in the orchestra and starring Nelson Eddy.
When the troopers ride away along the trail, when the sunny side of day begins to pale, then we like to crawl about a fire aglow. Then my dreams are all about a girl I know, laughing eyes, golden hair, tender arms, white and fair, lips that I press to my own. When will I be riding home across the plain? When will I be riding home to her again? The one girl that I love, the one girl that loves me, waits until my soul comes over the trail. The one girl that I love, the one girl that loves me, that's the prize I pray for. That's what I go home and stay for. When I say goodbye, love, that's their smile that I see. Cheers me on when I go out to the fight, boys. And my heart is like boys. I feel as strong and feel as long as the one girl that I love would love me. Comes over the trail. The one girl, that's the prize I pray for. That's what I go home to stay for. When I say goodbye, love, with their smile that I see, cheers me on when I go out to the fight, boys. And my heart is like boys, and I feel as strong as, feel as long as the one girl that I love me.
Thank you very much. And hello, everybody. With the one girl to introduce us, Robert Armbruster, Frank Graham, and I are happy to meet you again on the Electric Hour. Right now, I'd like to say a little more about the one girl.
Oh, wait, Nelson, you haven't mentioned our guest.
That's the one girl I mean, Frank.
Oh, I thought you meant the song.
No, the girl.
You know, Nelson, that's one of the best numbers we've ever had in the show.
The girl, Bob?
No, the song.
Oh, yes, yes. Nice swing to it. It makes your pulse beat faster.
Oh, it has lots of class. Very appealing.
Song?
No, the girl. Our guest for tonight.
Her name is Frances McCann. She's a pretty redhead with a lovely voice.
Nice arrangement, too.
The girl, Bob?
No, the song.
I give up. We'll present Frances a little later. Frank, will you introduce my next song?
Glad to, Nelson. In the past few weeks, we've received a great many requests for one of the loveliest and best-known serenades. It's Schubert's serenade, to be exact, and Nelson Eddy sings it for you now.
The night is calling, love, my song to thee. Days of night are swiftly falling, tears come to me. In the moonlight gently swaying, whispering leaves I hear, whispering leaves I hear. No one listens, they are saying, fair one, do not fear, fair one, do not fear.
sound is music to the ears of America. It's the sound of our Boeing B-29 bombers plastering Japan. Behind those ever-increasing raids lie months and months of secrecy and quiet preparation. Enormous bases in China had to be built, and they were built literally by hand. Millions of Chinese coolies carved out those bases, piece by piece, rock by rock. We salute the splendid spirit of our gallant Eastern allies who got the job done, and done the hard way. But here in this country, we could have put against the job the best and most modern equipment ever devised by man, and things would have gone a lot faster. American engineering genius knows no equal for efficiency and speed. And one of the most vital of its tools is ready, dependable, and cheap electric power. More plentiful here than in any other country in the world. The companies which produce this electric power have a trained eye on the future. And again, the picture of millions of people working comes to view. Only this time, instead of coolies hacking airfields out of the wilderness, it's a picture of Americans returned from war, happily and profitably carrying on the work of a nation at peace. Yes, and many of these jobs will exist only because of electricity. For electricity makes jobs in scores of different fields. As electricity serves the people of America, so does it in many ways support them.
June before last, I was passing through New York and had time enough between trains to see a show on Broadway. I'd wanted to see Rosalinda, but Vagabond King was opening that night, so I changed my mind. I didn't regret it either, because the girl who was singing the lead in the Vagabond King was both good-looking and good-listening. The program said her name was Frances McCann, and after the performance, I went backstage to meet her and congratulate her. I also asked her if she'd like to be the leading lady in my next picture, thinking she might be interested in a Hollywood career. She was, so much so that she'd already signed up with MGM. I said we'd be seeing her out here on the coast then, and, well, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Miss Frances McCann.
Thank you, and thank you, and good evening, everyone. And Nelson.
Yes, Frances?
You haven't told them how lucky I was you changed your mind.
Picking Vagabond King instead of Rosalinda?
Yes. You see, I've been singing in Rosalinda and had just been given the lead in Vagabond King.
So, if Nelson hadn't changed his mind, you wouldn't have met each other in New York.
That's right, Frank. Lucky for me, he did change it.
Lucky for Nelson. Any more to the story?
Just that Frances has been out here with MGM for the past year.
And any day now, I hope to get a picture assignment.
What, no picture yet?
No, Frank.
Remind me to get my brownie out of heart.
Well, even a snapshot would be something.
It would be if Frank took it. But don't be discouraged, Frances. You'll get that assignment yet.
Well, that's what everybody says. But not everybody has to wait around like this. After all, did you wait a year for your first big picture, Nelson?
Well, not exactly. I waited 2 years.
You did?
Yeah. Monotonous, isn't it?
I should say. You know, I never knew how restless I could become just waiting to go to work.
Well, I can fix that. You can go to work right now. Frances McCann, who has sung on Broadway and is still waiting to sing in Hollywood, returns for a moment to her role in Vagabond King. The song? You'll know it the moment you hear it. Only a Rose.
somewhere high on the list of American folk operas, you'll find the Gershwin edition of Porgy and Bess. And somewhere high on the list of shady characters, you'll find a little sharper named Sport and Life. In Porgy and Bess, he sings a song about as skeptical as any you ever heard. Nelson Eddy sings it now. But if you think we hold with the sentiments of Mr. Sport and Life, well, it ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so. The things that your preacher is liable to teach you, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath who lay down and died. Little David was small, but oh my. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the well. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the well. For he made his home in that fish, in that dome. And oh, Jonah, he lived in the well. Little Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she said, from that stream. Oh, tell all your children the temples are filling, but ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no fault. Oh, I take the fable as much as I'm able, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no gal will give in to no man with 900 years? I'm preaching determined to show it ain't necessary, ain't necessary, ain't necessary, ain't necessary, ain't necessary.
Here's an interesting footnote from Frank Graham.
We've already told you about the vital part the electric companies are playing in this world war. But there's another war we're fighting, too. And that's the war against inflation. If you're an average user of household electricity, you probably already appreciate that fact. Yes, the price of household electricity has actually been brought down 3 2/10% since the war started. We think that's a tribute to sound management. Despite rising wartime costs and manpower shortages, it's our intention to continue to give you low prices and dependable service. We're fighting on your side.
Robert Ambrose in the orchestra now. And Bob has chosen Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 by Enescu. Anything to say about the number, Bob?
I might say a word or two about Enescu.
Huh?
He's been Romania's outstanding modern composer, violin prodigy as a boy.
Jack Benny with a good ear, huh?
I wouldn't know about that. But Enescu was given his first violin at the age of 3.
And what happened, Bob?
He gave it back. Only had 3 strings on it. Enescu wanted 4. He won the argument, and later, at the age of 11, won a lot of prizes as a violinist at the Vienna Conservatory.
Well, I take it he later turned to composing.
He did, Frank, and Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 was immediately well-received by the public.
Well, that was back around 1911, and the critics said such things as coruscating arrangement, no hyper-refinement, no devitalizing of the original folk tunes, an attractive work for a miscellaneous program on a warm evening, fusion of folk dances with gypsy orientalism.
Would you mind translating that for the younger set?
Well, not at all, Frank. Kids, this one's Hep. A solid center with a reed beat. Super for a cult fest with a great day. The combo of giant rhythm with a touch of the Jersey bounce.
Oh, so that's what the critics are talking about.
That's what it is. And here it is. Played by Robert Armbruster and the orchestra. Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 by George Enescu. Beautiful rhapsodizing, don't you agree, Frank?
Well, tell the truth, Nelson, I didn't notice. I was busy on the line.
Diligent lad.
With Francis McCann.
Frank, you been pestering Francis again? Well, answer me. How'd you make out?
Line's busy.
Think I'll try mine. You know, Francis, I didn't tell you earlier, but I was pretty excited that night I heard you sing in the Vagabond King.
Were you, Nelson?
I was, Francis. I wanted to get out of my seat and go right up on the stage with you.
Who wouldn't want to?
You two are just saying that to please me.
Does it please you?
Certainly.
Say it again, Nelson.
All right, I wanted to get out of my seat and go right up on the stage with you.
Whatever for?
Are you kidding? I wanted to sing some of those songs from the Vagabond King.
Are you kidding?
No, I wanted to sing with Francis, of course.
Well, here's what you do. And it's a beautiful love song from the Vagabond King. Francis McCann and Nelson Eddy sing Someday.
Nelson Eddy will be back in a moment to tell you about next week's show. Your host for the Electric Hour at the same time each week are 160 business-managed electric light and power companies. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community, but they join to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not ready.
Nelson Eddy again with a word for the ladies. There's still a place for many more American women in the Navy. If you're 20 to 36 and not now employed in essential industry, you can help out a lot by joining the WAVE. They'll tell you all about it at your nearest recruiting station. Next week, Robert Ambrose and the officer, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. We've asked Francis McCann to come back, too, and I think we'll all have a lot of fun. Until next Wednesday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you. Good night.
Francis McCann appeared with us from the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor production, An American Romance. The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.